Yes, I do, Merlin agreed, keeping his own voice deliberately calm. And I became aware of it only because Owl gave me the information in a routine data dump. I'm sorry to say it hadn't occurred to me, then, to put in place a filter which would respect the privacy and confidentiality of your pastoral discussions with individual members of the church. Since that incident, I have. Stainer glared at him, and Merlin looked back levelly. You're perfectly welcome to check with Owl about that, Your Eminence, he said very quietly. A tense, brittle silence hovered for a moment. Then Stainer's nostrils flared as he inhaled deeply.
That won't be necessary.
His voice was as quiet as Merlin's had been.
Your word is more than good enough for me, Sage and Merlin. It always has been.
Thank you, Merlin said sincerely.
I must assume, however,
Stainer continued, with the air of a man deliberately stepping back from a brink,
that there's a reason you brought your awareness of this particular situation to my attention.
There is. Merlin crossed to the window and stood gazing out into the snow. He said nothing more for several seconds, then turned his head to look at the Archbishop.
Your Eminence, I became aware of the existence of Mistress Angelic's files purely by chance, and I understand exactly why Madame Dinis wants to protect her identity and her from accidental betrayal. What I don't know, because of those filters I had Owl put in place since your original conversation with her, is whether or not Madame Dinis ever did tell you the identities of those within the temple who had been working with Angelic.
Stainer considered the question for a moment, then shrugged.
No, she hasn't.
I'm not really surprised. Merlin turned back to the window. However, ever since I became aware of your conversation, I've been keeping an eye on Mistress Angelic.
What?
Alarm tinged Stainer's tone.
I thought you said
what I've said, Merlin interrupted, never looking away from the window, is that I don't dare operate the Snarks or their remotes inside the temple proper. He shrugged.
I still don't have any idea what all those power sources under the temple are.
Obviously, quite a lot of them have to be associated with the temple's environmental services and the automated remotes that keep all its mystic features up and running. I think there's more than would be needed just for that, though, and I'm not going to risk tripping any close-in sensors. But Angelic's townhouse is far enough from the temple that I can keep an eye on it. Cautiously, of course. In fact, he looked back at the Archbishop with a strange, flickering little smile. I've actually been to Zion, you know.
You've been to Zion?
Stainer couldn't quite hide his surprise, and Merlin chuckled.
That was before I'd been able to tell any of you the truth. Tell me, didn't you ever wonder exactly how Archbishop Arake came to take that extremely convenient tumble on Angelic's steps?
Stainer's eyes widened once more, and Merlin nodded.
Wasn't that just a bit risky?
The Archbishop asked after a moment.
From what you've said, I'd have thought it would constitute a considerable risk of detection.
It did, Merlin agreed.
Unfortunately, it was the only way I could think of to head off his pastoral visit, and we needed the time.
That's true enough,
Stainer acknowledged feelingly, and Merlin shrugged.
At any rate, as I say, I've been keeping my eye on her, and to be honest, I'm getting more and more concerned about her safety.
Concerned? Why? What's happening?
Stainer asked quickly.
I'm not entirely certain, Merlin admitted, but she's been making some unusual contacts, and she's been doing some other peculiar things. Among other things, she's got several groups of people hidden away in different places, scattered across Zion.
I haven't been able to identify most of them, but I do know who at least some of them are.
Who?
Steiner asked when he paused. They're family groups, I'm sure of that much, and unless I'm badly mistaken, they're the families of senior churchmen, vicars, and archbishops.
Brown eyes met eyes of sapphire, and Steiner's chamber was very, very quiet for several breaths.
Those reformers of Adarise,
Steiner said then, very softly.
That's what I think, what I'm afraid of.
Merlin shook his head.
The more I've seen of Angelic, the more I've come to admire her. That's a very capable lady, Your Eminence. And I'm sure she's prepared her own escape route, even though I haven't managed to catch her at it. That's probably a good sign, not a bad one. If Owl and I haven't stumbled across any clues, it seems unlikely the Inquisition would have. On the other hand, there's no way to be sure of that, especially since I don't dare insert remotes directly into the temple. And however good her arrangements may be, the sheer number of people she's trying to get out is going to work against her. I'm sure Clinton and Reyno are already trying to figure out where quite a few of those people have gotten to, and if there's one thing Inquisitors are good at, it's finding people.
I see,